Welcome to our paranormal afterlife. This is episode 187 of Paranormal Stories. This week I'm reading from Sheila Marie's book, Forensic Medium, The Power of the Unseen. When I have guests on my podcast, I read their books to work out questions for the episodes. When reading these books, I always find such amazing information that never makes it into the podcast, and here I get a chance to give you a peek into the book. I've put a link to the book in the show notes, and I did seek permission to record this extract from the author, and they kindly said yes. So I'm going to be reading from part two, which is titled Concepts of the Spiritual World, and this is what Sheila has written. What is the difference between a medium and a psychic? A psychic is a person with extrasensory or extraordinary intuition. They have psychic energy. So if a person goes to a psychic versus a medium for advice on whether to date, buy a certain house, or even quit their job, the psychic reads the energy surrounding that person to uncover hidden or suppressed feelings. A true psychic may be able to foresee a certain future, but it depends on the present energy. For example, a person goes to a legitimate psychic and asks if her husband is cheating on her. The psychic will not necessarily know that the husband is cheating. Still, from the energy surrounding the client, he obtains a deep intuition about the person's energy and might conclude that her husband is or is not cheating. The psychic reads the vibration and energy from the person to soundly interpret future events. As I have written earlier, we all can capture psychic energy from people, but most of us haven't learned how. And it is not something you can do without practice. My friend is not a professional psychic, but she can download psychic energy from people. For example, she and her husband were at a dinner party of officials from her husband's company. He introduced her to a colleague. On the ride home, she told her husband not to trust that guy. Of course, her husband, who did not have a highly developed ability to capture psychic energy, probed why she felt that way. She didn't have a concrete answer. She just felt it. What she felt was a vibration at a certain frequency from that person. Not several months later, her husband was fired. As it turned out, that colleague was plotting behind his back for her husband's job. Technically, she was reading the future, and the future came true. This was not the first time for her, so she would be considered a psychic. Think of a true psychic as someone who can read a person's energy and vibration to a high degree of accuracy. Mediumship is a universal communication process between spirits and humans. It uses an interlanguage that we all have inside our beings, but most of us have not learned the ability. But just because we have not learned it or experienced it for ourselves does not mean we couldn't learn and experience that intercommunication. Mediums are people who have honed this intercommunication skill. They directly communicate with the deceased by using inner consciousness and energies. In addition, a medium communicates with loved ones who have continued their journey to the higher side of life. The term medium implies something in between. It means in between this dimension and the spiritual dimension. The medium is a bridge between dimensions. Let me expand a bit. Unlike the psychic, the medium is the conduit that bridges the human spiritual world to the divine spiritual world. The medium also has an extraordinary intuition, so most mediums are psychics by training, practice, and formation. A medium could be referred to as a psychic medium. A medium specializing in discovering why something happened, like an unsolved murder case, is often called a forensic medium. I have worked on many criminal cases and often called a forensic medium. So I am a psychic, a medium, and a forensic medium, depending on the situation. Just because someone is a psychic does not mean they are a medium, but most mediums have extreme psychic abilities like me. And on to the next section. This is titled, What Do I Mean When I Say the Universe? I speak a lot about the universe. What exactly do I mean? We consider the universe a place for planets, stars and meteors. Or we think of the universe as the setting for movies like Star Wars. For me, the term universe is the higher power. It's the seat of all knowing and all creating. It's where the spirits congregate and communicate. For some, the universe represents God in all ways in which people think about God. God is the head of the Catholic Church, or Allah, the God Muslims pray to. Or for many who don't espouse religion, the universe is simply the higher power. As in most religions, God represents love. For me, the universe is the source of all-encompassing love. In this book, when I refer to the universe, or when I say, the universe sent you to me, that is always driven by love. In my work, the universe is using me as a tool for good. And now the next section. This is titled, What is a Spirit Guide? We all have a spirit guide who guides us from the higher side of life, helping us on our journey, guiding us from right and wrong in our lives, and helping us achieve our divine purpose. Sometimes these guides may take the form of many, from our friends and family to divine souls. Some say they may be guardians who protect and guide us through life. So we all have many spirit guides throughout our life existence. Spirit guides are entities that remain as discarnate spirits to act as guides for protection to living incarnate human beings. It is believed in some cultures that even though people have crossed over to the other side of life, the spirit guides act as mediators between the living and the divine. What is the spirit world? I believe there is a controller-like random access memory in a computer managed by an unseen divine spirit. What is an eternal spirit? Our inner self is the guiding light in our being, guided by an even greater light of the universe. It is pure light in the existence of energy, connecting all beings on this earth plane to one another and the universal energies of existence. On to the next section. This is titled, Where Does Intuition Come From? Intuition is the process that allows us to know something directly without analytic reasoning. For example, a person who can sense another individual's energies, interpret those energies, and relate information concerning the person's present, a conditioned past, or even future possibilities has enhanced intuition. A medium is a person who connects with the higher side of life and communicates back and forth with the continued spirits through their inner light system. Continued spirits are the ones that facilitate communication. The term continued implies continuity between us and the spiritual world. Intuition naturally uses your outer senses. That person is fully aware using sight, thought, feeling, and smell. And on to the next section, which is titled, What is the Chakra's Third Eye? Those who study yoga have probably heard of the seven chakras. The seven chakras are places in the body where there is energy, perhaps psychic energy. There is a nice website that describes the chakras. Number 1. Root, located in the tailbone. Purpose, stability. Number 2. Sacral, located above the pubic bone. Purpose, sexuality and creativity. 3. Solar plexus, located in the stomach area. Purpose, self-esteem. 4. Heart, located in the heart. Purpose, love and compassion. 5. Throat, located in the throat. Purpose, communication. 6. Third eye, located just above the other eyes. Purpose, intuition. 7. Crown, located on the top of the head. Purpose, intelligence, thinking. The belief is that each area has an energy that can be enhanced or suppressed. For example, an ulcer in the stomach can inhibit self-esteem, or people who are negative or have negative energy can damage the solar plexus chakras. The theory is that meditation can tap into these chakra areas to improve our lives with emotional and spiritual elements and even physical help. Those who espouse yoga believe this. For me, the sixth chakra, or third eye, plays a strong role in helping us develop our psychic powers. Recall that psychics and mediums have developed a strong sense of intuition. Thus, the third eye plays a pivotal role in psychic development. Today I was reading from Sheila Marie's book, Forensic Medium, The Power of the Unseen. If you want to buy the book, there is info and a link in the show notes. And my book, titled Verified Near-Death Experiences, is on Amazon, and you can get it on paperback, audiobook, or on Kindle. And if you enjoy the podcast, please leave a review, and be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or via your favourite podcast app to make sure that you don't miss out on any episodes. And thanks for listening.